Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
Hey, Ayla!
Yes.
What's good?
Well, if you're out of high school, just take a moment and think about back to those days. Think about how popular you wanted to be, how cool you thought you wanted to be, how hard it was to be the cool one, how badly maybe you wanted to be homecoming king or queen. In fact, homecoming was probably a big deal at your school, like it is at Forest County Agricultural High School in Mississippi. A senior girl named Nyla Covington was voted homecoming queen by her fellow students in late September. Moments after the crown was perfectly placed on her head, she felt called to give that crown to someone else. She walked over to a girl named Brittany Walters. Brittany was standing next to her father, and Nyla placed the sparkly, beautiful crown on her head. The reason? Well, Brittany, the girl who didn't get voted homecoming queen, had made a promise to her mother the day that she passed away from cancer. The promise was that she and her dad, no matter what, would go to homecoming together. You see, her mom never missed a special event, never missed a game or a presentation or a big moment for her daughter. Her mom wanted to make sure that Brittany didn't bail on such a happy moment, even though she knew her daughter would be sad. So flash forward to the day of the homecoming. Brittany was standing there with her dad, emotional because she had just lost her mom to cancer, but still fulfilling the promise that she kept to her mom. When all of a sudden, the senior homecoming queen walks over and places a crown on her head? Wow. When Nyla was asked why she did that, she said, quote, "I just felt like it was something that was put on my heart. It was really just for her to bring her day up a little bit, and she'd rather have her mom than a crown. But the point was, I was telling her that she was her mom's queen, and I was just letting her know that she was loved by many, and especially me." Whew. When I was writing this yesterday, I was like, hold it together, Ayla, because there wasn't a dry eye in the stands when Nyla did that. In fact, there were hundreds of hugs after this happened coming her way for doing such a selfless act. It was an act of compassion, empathy, and obviously love, like you heard the quote from her. So in conclusion, I think like as you're going through your day today, no need to make a huge gesture like that for someone. But if you know that someone is going through a hard time, just reach out, maybe give them a hug or tell them why that they're loved. You never know what's going on in someone else's world. That's your Feels Good for today.
Well, here is a clue for $1,000 Minute. If today is your birthday, what is your astral?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.